From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More people are finding jobs, underscoring the latest employment report. Labor Department says 151,000 jobs were added to the economy last month, though it wasn't enough to bring the unemployment rate down. Still, analyst Hugh Johnson applauds the latest results.
These are very good numbers, much better than I thought, and quite frankly, much better than I think most economists had been forecasting. The number of new jobs that were added to payrolls created in the month of October was very, very strong.
President Obama warns a partisan stalemate in Washington will not put people back to work. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president commented on new unemployment numbers this morning at the White House.
President Obama said America's future demands putting politics aside. The most important competition this century, he said, is not between Democrats and Republicans, but with countries around the world.
We can't spend the next 2 years mired in gridlock. Other countries, like China, aren't standing still. So we can't stand still either. We've got to move forward.
Unemployment numbers for October were better than Wall Street expected. The new report shows a net gain of more than 150,000 jobs. It's not enough job growth to have a substantial impact on the unemployment rate, but President Obama pointed out it is the 10th straight month of private sector job growth. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
An Islamic preacher wanted for trial in the United States is being allowed to keep his British passport. A court in London ruled in Abu Hamza al-Masri's favor today. The cleric's lawyer argued that without a passport, Masri would be left stateless, having already been stripped of his Egyptian citizenship. Masri, who is jailed for inciting racial hatred in Britain, is fighting extradition to the U.S. to face terrorism charges. A hydrogen fuel leak has forced NASA to cancel a space shuttle launch that was planned for today. NPR's Dan Charles reports it will be one of the last shuttle missions.
Over the past week, NASA has announced a series of tentative launch times for Space Shuttle Discovery. One after the other, they were canceled, either because of small mechanical problems or bad weather. This latest problem may be the most serious. Engineers will try to fix the leak over the weekend, but if the shuttle is not ready for launch on Monday, NASA will have to put any launch on hold for at least 3 weeks. This is supposed to be the final voyage into space for the shuttle Discovery. The space shuttle program is scheduled to end next year. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.
Costco is putting a warning out to customers who may have purchased a cheese product linked to an E. coli outbreak. Says more than 24 people got sick from consuming Bravo Farms Gouda cheese that was on sale or offered as free samples between October 5th and November 1st. Costco has already voluntarily removed the product from its stores. On Wall Street, Dow's down 30 at 11,405. This is NPR. Cuban authorities are investigating a plane crash that killed all 68 people aboard a state-owned commercial flight. As Nick Miroff reports from Havana, the plane went down last night.
Aero-Caribbean Flight 883 was en route from Santiago de Cuba to Havana when it crashed in a mountainous area of the Sancti Spiritus province in central Cuba. The twin turboprop plane was a European-made ATR, but there's been no information on the age of the aircraft. Cuban authorities say they've opened an investigation into the cause of the crash. Pilots sent out a distress signal just before the plane went down, and local witnesses reported seeing the aircraft make several abrupt movements as it fell. The 68 dead include 28 foreigners from 10 different countries. There were no Americans aboard. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.
A mosque frequented by anti-Taliban elders is the latest target of a suicide bombing in Peshawar, Pakistan. At least 50 people were killed in the explosion during Friday prayers. Within hours, a second bomb exploded at another mosque near the Afghan border. A suicide bomber has also struck in neighboring Afghanistan. The assailant, a teenager, blew himself up a crowded market today. He killed 9 other people and wounded more than 30. Al-Qaeda's allies in Iraq say the recent attacks in the capital were just the beginning. Authorities are accusing the Islamic State of Iraq of carrying out a spate of bombings and shootings across the mainly Shiite district in Baghdad that led to more than 90 deaths. The group is also blamed on the siege on Iraqi Catholics during Sunday Mass. Dozens of people were killed. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.